The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world.
Retrospect 60s garage punk radio.
Great 60s garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
Yet much of this material has been described as an illustrated, detailed course in perversion.
Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here with episode 496 of your weekly installment of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. And I'm delighted to bring you another hour of great, great 60s music. Picture and information on the first band we had up on our Instagram and Facebook. Just search Retrospect 60s garage punk. They were out of Dallas, Texas, formed 1964, originally as the Illusions Combo. They became Kenny and the Casuals. Played at various venues, including the Studio Club, largely playing British Invasion and R&B standards. But they were early adopters of psychedelic music, released several singles and a live LP in 1966 called Impact. So Kenny and the Casuals, fronted by Kenny Daniel and school classmate Tommy Nichols, joined by neighbourhood friends Blaine Young and Charles Beverly. Unfortunately, Blaine Young was drafted to join the Marines and while serving contracted meningitis, passed away aged 19 years old. So why the big feature on Kenny and the Casuals? Well, sadly, Kenny Daniel passed away in recent days, peacefully surrounded by his children. He'd been living with dementia, and that ends a chapter in great Texan music. In fact, according to the Texas Historical Society, they were described as one of the most seminal and long-lasting Texas rock and roll bands from the 60s and pioneers of the psychedelic era. Kenny and the Casuals, don't let your baby go.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Before we go any further in this episode, I'd like to talk about a new show here at Free FM. With a great story. A year or so ago, a guy got in touch with me here at Retrospect from Alamuchi, New Jersey, saying he enjoyed the show. I subsequently had him on the show to co-host an episode. That was great fun. His name's Jerry Balderson, Jumpin' JB. He's now also on the lineup here at Free FM with his own weekly show, 90 Minutes of the History of Rock and Roll. You can find that at freefm.org.nz. Just go to all program listing. You can check that out. Also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. It's called The Pale Face Parabola. I'll let Jerry tell you more.
A frenzy of music and action.
Calling all ears. This is America. But feel no fret. I know you've heard about us in our wicked, unvaccinated ways. but I'm here to tell you I'm twice jabbed and a booster soon to be had. I'm the new mate in town. My name is Jumpin' JB. This program is the Paleface Parabola, which airs weekly on Free FM 89.0, and I'm here to bring cheer to every ear and joy to every girl and boy.
The Paleface Parabola, Wednesdays at 10 on Free FM 89.0.
Well, here's an obscurity. Out of Pickwick International Records, recorded 1964, showed up on a 1979 bootleg called The Velvet Underground Etc., which I have in my collection. The band is The Roughnecks, a hastily put together group solely for recording that track, written by and fronted by Lou Reed. Pictured information on our Facebook and Instagram. This is The Roughnecks.
For that new sound.
Retrospect.
Yeah.
Phil Gray's
retrospect.
More obscure tracks out of the States. The Roughnecks featuring Lou Reed, You're Driving Me Insane. Then The Tropics out of Tampa, Florida on Laurie Records from February 1966, You Better Move. And then legendary lost record out of the 60s, great track on Surf Records from Ralph Nielsen and the Chancellors. A side of that record called Scream out of 1962.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, this next band emerged out of Ottawa, featuring a singer and DJ called Dean Hajopian. They had tracks such as Small Town Girl, then a release called Moved to California, Let's Run Away, Half Past Midnight. They hooked up with Coca-Cola for some radio jingles and shared half an LP recorded at Hallmark Studios with the Guess Who. They signed to Capitol, came with a commitment to record new material in Los Angeles, but were seen as being too Beach Boys sounding. They later changed their name to the Five Man Electrical Band just to see out their contract. Let's check them out. Canada's Staccatos with Once You Die. Stop that clock, and when the curtain drops, you're gonna learn that it's too late.
Well, you got your diamonds, and you got your pretty clothes, and your chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with Bob. Mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father'd be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with Bob. He took your diamonds, and he took away your other. Now you better watch your sticker, or start living with your mother. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with Bob. Well, you got your diamonds, and you got your pretty clothes, and your chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
It's a matter of a few simple precautions plus a little ordinary common sense. First, there are several elementary facts to be kept in mind. Most prostitutes are infected. The average free pickup is also likely to be infected. Obviously, then, the surest way to avoid venereal disease is to avoid sexual contact with all promiscuous women, whether they demand money or not.
Why, baby, do you treat me like this? Why are you unfair to me? Why do you run from my kiss? I love you, won't you understand and see? Oh, but you're unfair to me.
Oh, why, baby?
Unfair to me.
Oh, why, baby?
Why are you unfair to me? So I try and I try to be good to you, to be good and give you love. I give you sweet flowers and candy, and even the stars up above. But no matter how hard I try, I just can't make you my friend. I know it just seems hopeless, but I'll keep trying till the end. Oh, but you're unfair to me. Unfair to me.
Oh, why, baby?
Unfair to me.
Oh, why, baby?
Unfair to me.
Oh, why, baby?
Unfair to me.
Oh,
so
well, don't look at me.
More tracks out of North America. From Canada, the Staccatos with Once You Die. Then Jimmy C and the Chelsea Five. Out of Dallas, the Chelsea Five, fronted by Scotty Seltzer. This band signed to a label and were offered a major gig opening for the Beach Boys. They turned that down over concerns about the venue. And as it turned out, the Buckinghams took the gig and the sound was pretty terrible. Anyway, May 1967, they booked time at Sellers Recording in downtown Dallas to cut a record. They recorded a cover of Respect and the track we had, Play With Fire, Jimmy C and the Chelsea Five. Then we had the Jaguars. I believe the only 45 from this band, who I believe are from Pennsylvania, release on Barclay, the Jaguars. Unfair to Me, A side of that 45 from 1965. And then a band called The Mint, off an album called Endless Journey Phase 2. Also apparently on an album called A New High, which is a compilation of five high school bands in Dallas in 1971. The Mint with Can't Be Free. Global Garage, just a moment.
A manic nightmare.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Here's one out of Colombia, a very rare 1967 nugget from Los Ampex. This is Lost Love.
Vou à janela. ele ainda está chamando. Ele não para de tocar, não para.
Phil Gray. Thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Alamuchi, New Jersey. My name is Jerry, a.k.a. Jumpin' JB, and I am thrilled every week to be tuned in to the Retrospect 60s Garage Creepy Psychedelic Show with Phil Gray.
Great global garage. Los Ampex with Lost Love, top of the set. Then we had Banda de Seven Leguas out of Brazil on Polydor, 1971. From a 7-inch 33 and a third RPM record, titled Cabo Mina Misada, track called Dia de Chuva, B-side of that record. Then we had Los Crich, C-R-I-C-H, Spanish group founded 1967 from Seville, recorded with a label called Fono Gonch, 7-inch 45. B-side, I Can't Stand It. And then finally, The Canaries, Spanish progressive rock band, led by Teddy Bautista. They began in 1964. They rearranged a version of Vivaldi's Four Seasons on a 1974 album, Cyclos, which they became quite well known for. The Canaries. We had a track called UB off Pebbles Volume 16, Spain Part 1, original artifacts from the psychedelic era.
Well, I think it's quite clearly obvious. It's utterly disgusting.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Let's go over to continental Europe with Robert Pozzoli. Off the 60s Italian Beat Resurrection Volume 1 Punk Era compilation, but originally released on Novelty Records in Italy, 1966. The track is Toma Sui Tui Passi, a cover of Baby Turn Around, as done by Engelbert Humperdinck. So this is Robert Pozzoli.
Dona su quei passi che un giorno ti condussero sino a me e ritroverai la vera ragione dell'amore. Su quei passi se vuoi ritornare a vivere, la mia strada è vuota, non è per la gente come te. Mai e poi mai con me vivere potresti, perché non ti saprei offrir ciò che vuoi. Passi che un giorno ti condussero sino a me e ritroverai la vera ragione che un giorno ti condussero sino a me e ritroverai la vera ragione dell'amore. Torna sui tuoi passi se vuoi ritornare a vivere, la mia strada è vuota, non è per la gente come te. Ma non pensare al mio domani, cosa accadrà, e non pensare al mio domani, qualche cosa accadrà, tu non pensare al mio domani.
A lot of different groups, Singapore, Japan. I have been disappointed with some others, like, you know, Venezuela, Mexico.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Things he don't mind. Oh, how he hates the teacher's putting
repeat this as a verb and forget the things he say that he's still too slow. He's always dumb, that he ain't clever enough. But soon be free, bless us the day he'll be on.
Retrospect.
Soli, top of the set, Toma Sui Tui Pasi, followed by the Lords out of the Netherlands, Day After Day, and Late Rivals from Denmark, out of Copenhagen, backup band for a guy called Peter Bally, promoted in Denmark as the equivalent of the Beatles. Formed in 63 as a group inspired by The Shadows, such a common story. Things really got going a year later for The Rivals. Cover of Got Love If You Want It.
This moral decay weakens our resistance to the onslaught of the communist masters of deceit.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, here's one from a comp called Waking Up Scheherazade. Arabian garage psych nuggets from the 60s and early 70s. It's a 2008 release. The artist is called Morocco. The track, Opa Kukla, released on MGM. So it's an American release. But what was Morocco? Well, not a band, but actually Morocco was a belly dancer. She performed with various bands around New York City and Philadelphia. The bands featured a guy called John Agaropoulos. They made a 45 together. He had a number of bands that played Greek, Armenian, and Turkish music. So under the name Morocco, an MGM Records release from 1966, Opa Kukla.
Opa, Opa Kukla Mu. Opa Kukla, Kukla Mu. Opa, Opa Kukla Mu.
Morocco, the belly dancer, 1966 release called Opa Kukla. Photo and information up on our Retrospect Facebook and Instagram. Just got time to go out with an instrumental. This one is The Zips, garage band out of Dordrecht, Netherlands. The track is called Genesis, The Paradise 4. It's a demo which appears on a record called Kicks and Chicks Ever Stoned, release of previously unreleased material from The Zips. So that's it for Retrospect. Thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It was not a great job.